Okay, today's daf is daf Tezvav. Just one scheduling note. The daf in this week, Hashem, will be a little shorter. There are many makoros that talk about that ribui tefillah is appropriate this time of year, even at the expense somewhat, a little bit, of Talmud Torah. That's why we have to, the daf is going to be at 6 a.m., starting tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, until 6:40, and then Slichos at 6:40, except Friday, or Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have the daf Thursday night. Thursday night, at Meirv's at 9 o'clock, and then there'll be the daf after Meirv. Then Friday morning Slichas is at 6 o'clock. Okay, so let's start the Mishnah. That Tezvav ben Alef. Tikra she'in aleha ma'azeva. So if you remember yesterday, there was a discussion in the Mishnah about Gzeiras Tikra. There was machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and there was machlokas about the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Just to review that machlokas, because it's going to have implications for our Mishnah. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah said on Yadav Yudal Adam Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to be masachich with boards, and Rabbi Meir asers you to be masachich with boards. Boards, you would think, is the ultimate. It's not makabel tumah, and it grew from the ground, and it's not a chubar, so you would think that that's a good schach, but there's a machlokas whether there's an issur d'rabbanan of gzeiras tikra, that if you sit in this type of sukkah, you might come to sit in your house. As Rashi explains there, what's the difference? Those are made of boards and these are made of boards. So the question is, do you have such a gzeira? So Rabbi Yehuda says there is no gzeira. Rabbi Meir says there is a gzeira, gzeiras tikra. So the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel was as follows. Rav says the machlokas, and the case in the Mishnah is where the boards are four tachim wide. Anything less than four tzvachim is good according to everybody. Divriya kol kshera. That's Rav. At four tzvachim is a machlokas. Less than four tzvachim, so then everybody agrees, okay. Shmuel says, a different interpretation. Shmuel says, at four, everybody agrees, puzzle. Everybody agrees, puzzle at four. Shmuel is machmir. But if it's less than four, between three and four, so that's where we say there is a machlokas. And less than three, everybody says it's okay. That's just regular schach. So that's the two machlokas between Rav and Shmuel interpreting the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So that's going to have ramifications today. So back to our Mishnah. Tikra, she'edolei ma'zeva. So yesterday, it was about using schach that looks like a roof. Today, we're talking about you have a roof on your house. But tikra, it's a tikra, it's a roof, she'edolei ma'zeva, but it has not been plastered down. It doesn't have it's not cemented in. So the boards are loose. But it was put up there to be your house. So your house is there for protection. And the question is that better? Is that worse? So l'chor, it's worse. If you make a gzeira mishum your house, l'chor, your house should be bad as well. Tikra she'edolei ma'zeva. So you have this roof that is not plastered on. And Rashi points out that stam tikra of a house is nesarim that have four. Sheish behen arba. So we'll see in a minute how this relates to yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, who was the more makel shita yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what you have to do in order to machshir your sukkah. Beis Shammai omrim mefakpek v'notel achas b'beintayin. Beis Shammai says, if you want to sit under it, mefakpek, what does mefakpek mean? So Rashi says it means, soser umenaneya is kulan. You have to shake them, menaneya, shake them around, and then also, sounds like, take one out. Take one out. Rashi says you have to put in kosher schach in between. That's Beis Shammai shita. Mefakpi v'nochalachas v'taim. You have to shake it around because of a problem of taaseh v'lo min ha'asui, as we'll get to. But also take one out. Why is that? As we'll see, the Gemara is going to relate why you might need both. Beis Shammai omrim mefakpi v'nochalachas v'taim. Beis Hillel says no, either or. Either shake them around, or take one out, that will solve the problem. Rashi here explains that this is Rabbi Yehuda of Rav from yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda's Rav yesterday, remember, said that the machlokas is at four tvachim, according to Rav, and less than four tvachim is l'kuli al-makasher, so machlokas is at four tvachim. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita at four tvachim. So with that four tvachim, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no gzeiras tikra. So the only problem is taaseh v'lo min ha'asui, because you didn't put this up there to be a sukkah. So that's Beis Hillel Shita. They do one of these mefakpek, either move them around or take one out, which also moves the schach, that's also considered an asiyah, and that's what the Gemara is going to say. So that's how Rashi explains, as we'll see in the Gemara, this is Rav's view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, who was machri yesterday, says, no tal achas b'beintayim ve'eino mefakpek. Just moving them around is not enough. You have to take one out. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. And again, that fits in according to according to yesterday's view, Ra's view of Rabbi Meir, that you can't use Nisarim, and therefore you have to take one out in order for it to be kosher, and you put in Pesel, you put in other Schach Kosher in between. Okay, that is the Mishnah, again, about a roof that is not plastered down. The Ran points out that if it had, Ran here on Daf, the Mishnah talks about a case if it did not have plaster. What if it did have plaster? So what do you have to do then? So what about just chiseling out the plaster? Would that be good enough? You know, without being minanea, without being doing anything else? So it says the Ran. The dafke nakach enol el mazeva shim haya ba mazeva lo havesagi be mafakpek the mazeva va upper schach pasul ninu the lav gidule karkahein. Says the Ran, if it was plastered down, then you wouldn't be able to get away with under the base hillel one or the other. It's worse if you had plaster, because then it's a real roof. So therefore, you'd have to do more of a maisa in order to make it taasev lo bina asui. That's why the bishop talks about a case of tikra she'ino leha ma'azeva. The Magen Avraham is not 100% convinced of this. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov, Reish Lamed Aleph, ma'azeva, im kfar ma'azeva, Sif Katan Vav, im haya kfar ma'azeva, ein lahati lahasra ma'azeva, v'yakha lafakbi galo litul achas, which he quotes like the Ran. That if you have a ma'azeva, if it's plastered down, that just doing this won't be good enough. That won't be called an asiya. You have more to ruin if you have to. You have a chiyuv to ruin more and to make it more of a ma'isa if it was plastered down. But then he says, "Vitzarech iyum ma'isa ki nire de adif tvei." Tzarech iyum ma'isa, because it appears that this is better. What does that mean? So if you haven't sometimes don't know if the Magen Avraham is cryptic, and we're not sure exactly what he means, so you look down at the Machzor Shekel. So the Machzor Shekel on the bottom explains the Magen Avraham. Vada depicts b'grei delo mahani, except he quotes the Ran, but then he says, Avalei ha'saris ma'azeva u'pikpuk ha'nesari mish lahachshir, de'ovid ma'isa rabba, va'adif bi'ilu lo haya ma'azeva u'machshir ha'deim of pikpuk kreda, da'avi ma'isa zuta. Find regular pickpook, regular moving it a little bit around if there's no ma'azeva, okay, that would help. And the Ran would say, and just pickpook wouldn't help if there was a ma'azeva there already, if it was already plastered. But says the Magen Avraham, the act of removing the ma'azeva itself should be also part of the ta'asev lo mina asui. We're going to have a svar very similar to this, the last lines of today's Gemara, before the Mishnah. So keep this svar in mind. But says the Magen Avraham, if it was plastered down, so then maybe pickpook would be enough after removing the plaster. Because removing the plaster itself should count as part of the asiya to solve the problem of tasa v'lo min ha'asi. So that's the Ran and the Magen Avraham on that line of the Mishnah. We've translated mafakpeg according to Rashi. Rashi says mafakpeg means move around the boards a little bit. The Rosh here has a different interpretation. He says mafakpeg means removing the nails. Hasaras masmerim. Removing the nails. And the Rabbanim discussed, interesting, you remove the nails and you didn't even directly move the schach. And that might solve the problem of Tasev Lomina Asuis. How could that be? The Kamar Nasana last on the Rush. How could it be that removing the nails would be good enough? You didn't move. So he says, maybe if you remove nails, the boards have to move a little bit. So it has to move a little bit, but that's enough. But at least in conceptually, the Rush does not say that it has to be directly moved. Okay, and one other point on the Mishnah, and then we'll get back to the Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik points out in his Sefer, in Rosh Hilchos Shiurim, that what does this Gemara say? No tal achas mi bein tayim. That the one of the choices, according to Beis Hillel, is you have to be mefakpeg, you have to shake him around, or take one out. So taking one out seems to solve the problem for Tassel and Asli and the entire Sukkah. Right? You take one out. So, you know, that has an effect. It has a hashpa on the entire sukkah. So, as Rav Soloveitchik, mashma shem not alachas yivetayim hokshor yeser atikro la sukkah, v'inei la'el b'din ketzitzas ha-mechubar. We discussed this on Daf Yud Aleph, where you bring over the branches that are still mechubar, and then you cut them. So we said there, Rashi quotes, you have to move every one. Menaneas kulon, you have to move each one. It's not just enough to remove one. So why is it by the psul of mechubar, says the Gemara, the Gemara's mashma, on Daf Yud Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Rashi says that you have to remove magbia ko echad levado. We mentioned that, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that chumra. The Bach says maybe it's a chumra, but on Daf Yud Aleph, where it's mechubar, to get out of tasav alo mina asui, you have to remove each one of the schach. While here, when it's talking about a case where you have the roof, one is enough. What's the difference? So sarach lomar. So the answer is as follows: there's two kinds of psulim. You can't compare the psul of mechubar to the psul of here. It's in the world of Gzeiras Tikra or Tasav alom and asi. Shadid shalafaneinu mukbal tikras habayis. Shaskuf aschachu kosher. Really, these boards on top, they're kosher schach. Ella, what's the problem? Should nifsal midin beso shakala shanakula batasav alom and asui. Because you were going to use it for your house, so midirabanan is a problem of, or even maybe midaraisa, but really the schach inherently is good schach, but there was a problem of how it was put there. There, one is enough for the whole thing. But if you have mechubar, mechubar is not schach at all. You didn't, it's nothing yet. So there, maybe you have to do more of a maisa in the entire schach, because that is more of a problem, because it's not even schach yet. So if it's not even schach yet, you have to do a maisa in the entire schach. When it comes to our Mishnah, with no talachas, taking one out is good enough. Okay, now let's go on to the Gemara.
Rashi is consistent between here and there. It's the Mishnah that by the Mefakpeg, Rashi also says Mefakpeg is Kulan.
Right here, Rashi says Mefakpeg Soser Menanea is Kulan. No, but he's talking about the no talachas between
right.
time.
I mean,
according to Beis Hillel, let's say it's either or. So no talachas sounds like it would work. Right, Mefakpeg, Rashi would say is both. But how can no talachas help for the entire sukkah? That's what he's going on. Okay, many times when there's a kasha on Rashi, it's really a kasha on the Gemara. That's true. But here it could be one of them. It's the Gemara. The Gemara is explaining. But there, the Rashi said that you have to move each one.
It wasn't a suggestion to move one.
Right, magbia kol echol levado was Rashi's lashon earlier. Okay, says the Gemara. Bishlama. So again, let's get into machlokes b'shar b'silla. B'shamay says you have to do both. Seems like mefakpeg vedot alachas to get out of the problem of tikra, and Beis Hillel says either or. So Bishlama Beis Hillel says the Gemara. I understand Beis Hillel taimayu mishim tasav alom mina asui. I understand Beis Hillel says there's a potential problem of tasav alom mina asui, meaning it's made, wasn't made l'shem sukkah. Therefore, you have to solve that problem, and therefore you have two choices to solve that problem. If moving them around, shaking them around, that is a ma'isa, and therefore it's tasa. You know, talachas we time of it ma'isa, and also taking one out is of it ma'isa, right? And that also, unless you say taking one out will shake them all, it's also an interpretation. But it sounds like just taking one out. So those are two choices Beis Hillel gives you to make it tasa, and that's why tasa elam asui. There wouldn't be a problem. Ella Beis Shammai Mai Tamayev. What's Beis Shammai Svara? Imi Shetasav Alom and Asui. What's the potential problem in the Mishnah? If it's a Tasav Alom and Asui problem, Bechadasagi. So one should be enough. One should be enough. Why should you need both? Imishum Gzeiras Tikra. And if the problem is Gzeiras Tikra, that this is like Remeir Shita yesterday. Remeir Shita, remember, said, even according to Rav. Rav said the Machlokes is at four Tvachim. At four tefachim, so that's where Rabbi Meir says that it is gzeiras tikra. So here we're talking about a case of four tefachim. So maybe that's the problem here. But if it's gzeiras tikra again, but no talachas type sagi, just taking one out should be enough. Shouldn't have that already shows that you're not going to get confused and use this as your tikra. See, either way, how are we supposed to understand Beis Shammai? Why should you need both? Answers the Gemara: Li'ola mishum gzeiras tikra. Really, the potential problem is gzeiras tikra. V'hachi ka'amri. And this is Beis Shammai's Svara. This is Remeir's Svara. V'hachi ka'amri. Afa pisha mefakpeik ino talachas v'yotayim in ilo lo. You know what it means? In the Mishnah, it doesn't mean you have to do both. It just means, even if you were mefakpeik, you still have to take one out. No tabi v'yotayim. That's the real ikker. A little difficult to put into the words, but that is really what is meant, that no talachas v'yotayim is the ikker, because the problem is gezeiras tikra. Let's continue for a minute. If that's the case, that what we just say, that Rabbi Meir says the real what you have to do is taking one out, Rabbi Meir omer no tel achas bi bein tayim avalo yifakpek. Rabbi Meir has that in the Sefer. Rabbi Meir hainu Beis Shammai. There's no difference between Beis Shammai Shita and Rabbi Meir Shita, because both of them say you have to take one out, and you can't just do pikpuk. So what's the difference between those two Shitos? So hachi kamri, you're right. There is no difference. Rabbi Meir's point is that everybody agrees to that. There's no machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda formulates it as a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel requires you to do either or, and Beis Shammai says you have to do no talachas b'vitayim. And Rabbi Meir answers back, no, everybody agreed no talachas b'vitayim. There was never a machlokas about this. That's exactly the point, though, that they were saying the same shita.
So what's the second of the Mishnah? Should be first?
What's more ikker? What's more ikker?
No,
that's Rabbi Meir Shita, and that's Beishamai Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a machlokas between Beishamai Beisilal, so he quotes both opinions. And Rabbi Meir says, no, they never argued about that. Even Beisilal would agree to this. Okay, 2 points. Number one, the interesting Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asks on a Rashi on the Mishnah. We got to do the Gemara on the Siyah, the Pnei Yeshua, though. The Pnei Yeshua, if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, on Mefakpek, second skinny line, says Rashi Mefakpek, as we read this before, Soser Maraneas Kulon, Va'akach no Talachas V'Beitayim, you shake them all, and you take one out, V'Nosei Pesel B'Mkoma, Ula Kamon Mefarei Shlomeli Tarti. Rashi, Kedarko Bakodesh, says in the Mishnah, we'll see later on, Lomeli Tarti. One of my Bam once said, Rashi was a master Rebbe, a master teacher. He knows you don't have to know everything right away. Sometimes he'll look at the Yavakasha, Rashi will say, okay, don't worry, you'll get it later, don't worry about it. Sometimes, you know, a Rebbe says, you know, we'll do that tomorrow. We'll do that next week. Rashi also knows you don't have to have an answer to every kasha right away. So Rashi says, the common mafari shlomi tarti. Later on, it's going to explain it. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. There is no later on here. Read the whole Gemara. There is no stage of the Gemara which says that Beishamai requires both. With the lakamon. It says, Sarach Iyun. Lechora lashon Rashi zalba zeh tamua ma'od. Dehalo ashkacha nachmissel bim Gemara klau. It's not one of these five blot Gemaras we have to like search. It's only like up until the next Mishnah. So right, so where is this? Says the Pnei Yeshua. He says Lo Ashkechan to be inan lebeishamay tarti el benota lachud sagi. Right, what did we just explain beishamay? We just said you have to take one out. So therefore, he says maybe he quotes the last line of the Gemara, which we'll get to in a few minutes. We'll come back to the Pnei Yeshua, but he says maybe I'll try to stick it in, but really he says sarachi, and I don't really know where Rashi is referring to. So the Yarachoner quotes this Pnei Yeshua, and he says, let me tell you, what was the Gemara's kasha? In the Havamina. And it's Rashi explaining the Havamina of the Gemara. And he says, that's what Rashi does a lot. Sometimes the Gemara, he'll tell you an assumption, and he's really referring to a Havamina in the Gemara. Because what the Gemara just say, trying to figure out what the Shita Beishamai is. The Gemara just asked, why does Beishamai require both? If it's a problem of Tasev Alomina Asui, so then one should be enough. It's a problem of Zeres Tikra, no Ta'achad Vitayim, but why do you need both? So at that stage of the Gemara felt that there was some reason for Beishamai to require both. If he's asking, why do you need both? But says the Aruch Laner, at that stage, the Gemara is assuming that you do need both before it gets to the Baskana of, no, we misunderstood, and it really should mean either or. But that's what he said. Lani Esati Pashut, to Rashi Pirish Kedarko Lafi Asal Kedaitach. Rashi is explaining the Havamina. Bari Amakshan Shehikshal Beishamai, I Mishabtasalam and Asui, Bechadasagi. We'll have to do our research, but it's a fascinating ha'ara that sometimes when Rashi will say, the Gemara will explain it later on, is referring to a habamin of the Gemara. Not just the real stage of the maskana that is kept the maskana. That is one important point on the Mishnah and on the beginning of the Gemara. One other ha'ara, the Ritva. I don't know if we didn't mention this last week. It has to do with Tasev Olam HaNasi, so we'll mention it now. The Ritva is an important point. He says there are two kinds of Tasev Olam HaNasi. V'chi amina Tasev Olam HaNasi hayna betray anfi. The Ritva on Daf Yud Aleph. Chada, kagon hasha tchilasa v'paslos gamur, tahavi mechubar v'lo chashiva sukha klal. One type of Tasev Olam HaNasi is total mechubar. It's attached. You take a tree that's still attached, you string the branch over your sukkah, that's a problem of Tasev Olam HaNasi. You have to make your schach. You cannot put something in a place where it will be schach once you do something else by itself. That's one Tasev Olam HaNasi. The idach, and the other type of Tasev Olam HaNasi, kagon chavile eitzim v'chayotzi bohem, psul on l'schach, ukagon tikra, da asrin on l'schach. There's another type of Tasev Olam HaNasi where it's basically asrin midrabanan. Really, this is put there, it's fine, l'shem schach, but there's a problem with your machshava, and therefore we're going to make you do something. Shema yasa sukkah mechavilin, shiniyach kfar al-gago, you put a bundle up there like we had last week, so that's tassel l'manasui. Or if it tikr, shiniyach mebeso, probably tassel l'manasui. So really, those are two kinds of tassel l'manasui. And he explains that our Gemara here is, there are differences with halacha, he gets into a little bit, and then he says, Zenachanu mavur gdolim v'rabin mishtabshu bazeh. We have to keep that in mind. Tasev Olam HaNasi, there's a Doraisa fundamental problem where it's not Kesach at all, and that is the case earlier where you have Mechubar. And here, the Gemara is talking about Tasev Olam HaNasi, but really, Mi'ikar Adin, it looks like Kesach, it's boards, it fulfills all the requirements, but because Chazal came up with Xeris Tikra, so that's why you would have a problem with Tasev Olam HaNasi in this case as well. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara just said that the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are arguing whether there was ever a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about this issue. So says the Gemara, right two lines up from Tosas Parts. My Kamash Milan. So Rabbi Meir is like Zera Sikra, Rabbi Yehuda less like Zera Sikra. So he just explained the Mishnah wonderful about Zera Sikra. So is that what the chat of the machlokas is? We have like a Machada Zimna. Didn't we just have a machlokas about that yesterday? So why do we have two Mishnahis in a row that have to do with a machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about Zera Sikra in the middle of Tesla and Aleph? The Tanan is the Mishnah says yesterday. So what's the difference between yesterday's Mishnah and today's Mishnah? They both say that if you they're both of them machlokas, that you if you have boards four tzvachim wide, are you allowed to use them? Or will you get confused with if you can sit in this sukkah, you can sit in your house? So Amar Chia Ba'aba Amar Yochanan, you know what the Mishnah is? Reisha b'nisarim mishupin askinan, or misham gzeiras kalim naguba. The earlier Mishnah is about Nisari Mishupin. It's not a machlokas about Gzeiras Tikra in the earlier Mishnah. It's about smoothed out boards. Smoothed out boards which look like kalim, that could be used for kalim. Right? Smoothed out boards, it might have a shame kli. So even though they're smoothed out and you didn't use it as a kli, you're using it for schach, you might come to get confused with other boards that are used for a kli, and those are, if it has a shame kli, it would be makabel tuma, and that wouldn't be able to be used for schach. So that's the issue. Do you make a gzera of nisar by nisar mishupin? And this fish is about zera's tikra. So it's about two different cases. Says the Gemara, we already know the issue of kalim. We also had this last week. Remember the case? There are arrowheads, and you stick a shaft of an arrow onto the arrowhead. So there are two kinds of arrowheads. There are the kinds that you have a point sticking out of the arrowhead, and there's a tube of the shaft that connects on, or the tube itself is pointy, and the arrowhead has an opening, a receptacle, to accept the point of the shaft. So, are you allowed to use those, if they're made out of wood, are you allowed to use those for schach? So you already had an issue. Sicha b'chitz et zacharim, if you have the zacharim, which are the ones that have a point. Ksheva, those are okay, because those do not have a base kibul, they don't have a receptacle, and therefore, they're not a kli, and they're not makabal tuma. But nekevos psula. But the female, the nekeva ones, which have the receptacle in the shaft, those you cannot use for schach, because that has a base kibul, and therefore, it's a kli with a base kibul, so it's makabal tuma, so psula. And we said there, below gazer zacharim atu nekevos, and we're not gozer there, the zachar to the Nekevus Kalim. So you see, even though when you have very similar Kalim, you're not gozer one out to the other. So here too you should say there's no such gzera. So maybe there's no machlokas about this. You see, Rav is taking a stance. How can you say he's holding El Chora? Rashi, I think, adds this in, that Rabbi, one of the Rishonim added in, that Rav Lechora should be holding like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is usually Stam Demas Nisan, right? Stam Mish Rabbi Meir. And here, if you say that there is a Gzeiras Kalim, Rabbi Meir is the one who's Machir. And Rav says you don't make such a Gzeira. So that doesn't work to explain the earlier Mishnah that way. So we go back to what we said before. Ela Akar Haresha Pligi Bezeras Tikra, Vesevi Pligi Bezeras Tikra. They're both arguing about Gzeiras Tikra. Do you make a Gzeira when you have boards that are four tzvachim wide, if you're allowed to use them? Vifligi Bezeras Zimni Lamali. So again, why is there a machlokas two times? So the Gemara says, Seifa, it's not too Mishnah. It's really a continuation of the conversation. Yesterday we had the Iker Din of Gzeiras Tikra. So now there's a continuation. Seifa Rabbi Yehuda, the Ka'ami Leila Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda now turns to Rabbi Meir and says, Amaiko Asarta bin Asarim Shub Gzeiras Tikra. You're telling me that such a thing as Gzeiras Tikra? Hi Svar Le Beishamai Yehuda Islu. Ubi Solo Gazri. Yeah, I've heard of that Gzeira. That's only Beishamai, not Beis Hillel. That's the continuation of the conversation in our Mishnah. That the Rabbi Yehuda says, fine, there is a Gzeiras Tikra. But that's only according to Beishamai. Yam Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir answers back, Lo Nechlu Beishamai Beis. And the answer back of Rabbi Meir, no, there's no such machlokas. Really, everybody agrees to it. So really, it's one Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. As we started off reviewing today, Rav and Shmuel argue how to interpret the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rav, I understand how to read our Mishnah. Because remember, our Mishnah is about, as Rashi says, boards of four, because stam houses have boards that are four tzvachim wide, and our Mishnah has a machlokas. And Rav said that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda is by boards that are four tzvachim wide. So it makes sense to interpret the Mishnah that way. So Ani Chal Rav Dama Machlokas Vishpan Arba, the Rabbi Meir is like Zeres Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda less like Zeres Tikra, and that's the machlokas. And our Mishnah is a continuation of yesterday's machlokas. Elo lishmuel to Amar b'she'ein bohen arba machlokes. But how did Shmuel interpret the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda yesterday? Shmuel said that everybody agrees that if the boards are four tvachim wide, it's pasul. Bishum zeiros tikra. The only machlokes was less than four tvachim. But our mission is about four tvachim, and there's a machlokes. Aval yesh ben arba dibre kol psula, save my pligi. So how does Shmuel interpret the Mishnah? Again, Shmuel said yesterday that by four tvachim wide boards, everybody agrees pasul. But our mission is about four tvachim wide boards, and there's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda still says kosher. So what's the machlokes about? So the answers the Gemara, bibi tule tikra kamiflagi, mar savar batzla bahachi, umar savar bahachi lo batzla. Rashi says there's an irony here. And that is, yesterday we spoke about the first case is a machlokas where you put boards on your sukkah. The question is, are you going to be confused? Is this going to be like your house or not? So that's what the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel says, four tvachim wide, everybody agrees there's a problem. But says the Gemara, according to Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have mamish a house, you built a tikra for a house, and then you decide to make it into a sukkah, so then it's better in a sense. Because you're doing something in that case shows that you're not going to get confused and you want to change this from your house to a sukkah. In the case where you're just building a sukkah, then we're worried. You know, you're building a sukkah, so then maybe you're going to get confused. You might get, with the rules, you might sit in this sukkah, you might come sit in your house. But if you have your house, and now you're changing your house to make it into a sukkah, so ironically, that's better. And you would have less stringency. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda, even though he says in the previous Mishnah, according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda would passel four tvachim wide boards, when it comes to our Mishnah, same four tvachim wide boards, but because it was the tikra of a house, and now you're changing it, you'll have to do less in order to make it kosher. You'll have to just be either mafakpik or notel achas. That's what Rashi says. Fifth wide line. Aval hashta, the zu tikra, I say it was a roof. Ubali de maisa, lasos l'shem sukkah. And now you're doing something l'shem sukkah. V'zeh mochiach sheyodeya, sh'omer torah tasavolam anasui. What you're doing shows that you know about the principle of tasavolam anasui, so that is why you would require less. So this is Rashi, not everybody interprets the Gemara like this. This is how Rashi reads the Gemara. This is what we referred to earlier when we quoted that Magen Avraham at the beginning of the shiur today. The Magen Avraham says, maybe if it has a ma'azeva, the Ron says it has a ma'azeva, if the short pickbook wouldn't work, but the Magen Avraham says, no, maybe it's better. So the svar is better, like this line, that if you have something more, if it's a more serious roof, and now you're doing something, so maybe that's showing that you understand Tasav Allah ben Asui, and therefore, it wouldn't be such a problem. Okay, next Mishnah. Masnisa. If you put on your where your schach should be, hamakara, it says hamakara, the mafarshim point out, it doesn't say hamasachich. So hamakara, you're just creating, let's say, on the corners of your roof of where your sukkah is going to be, you put metal boards, shbudin, metal rods, and your schach is going to lie on those metal rods. So hamikar sukkasa b'shbudin, you put those metal rods there, o ba'aruchos hamita, or you use the tops of beds, as we'll see, let's say, the side of an old bed, o baruchas hamita, and we'll see what the chiddush of that is later. So im yish revach beinam kamosan k'sheira. So says the Mishnah, if you want to use those metal rods are pasul schach. So if you're putting schach kosher in between those metal rods, let's say you have a few metal rods on top, which is going to hold up your sukkah somehow. So then putting schach in between, says the Mishnah, if there is revach beinam kamosan, if there's space in between. That's filled with kosher schach. You don't just have the metal rods. They're filled with kosher schach in between, equal kishera. It's kosher. Simple reading of the Gemara, you don't need rov, which we'll get to in the Gemara in a second. But it says if you use these, imish revach menem kamosan kishera. So if there's a space in between, so then it is kosher.
Could you sleep under that, or you have to sleep on the other part?
Could you sleep under that? So again, they're probably small enough that if you sleep, you'll be sleeping under the kosher ones as well. But what the simple reading of this Mishnah, again, this is a big discussion, which we're going to talk a little bit about now, but that big simple reading is what's going on here. You have your metal rods, and you're putting your schach on top of the metal rods in order to be machshir your sukkah. It sounds like ma'amid b'davar ha'makabal tumma. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. There's an issue in the poskim. Your schach obviously are not allowed to be from a davar ha'makabal tumma. Right? It has to be made out of mitzvah gross in the ground, etc. The walls of your sukkah, there's no source, can be b'davar ha'makabal tumma. Can be with the Rabbi Kabbal Tum. That's the Tfanos, right? The Tfanos don't have the same requirements as Tzchach. That's what the Mishnah said earlier. But Kulon Ksheiros L'Tfanos, the Mishnah said earlier. So, but what if, are you allowed to directly support your Tzchach with the Davar Makabal Tumma? Are you allowed to directly support your Tzchach with the Davar Makabal Tumma? It's known as the Chumr of the Chazonish, and based on a lot of other sources, Chazonish says that is why he talks about how if you have the metal poles for a sukkah, you basically can't build your sukkah. Because if you have the wood on, they have the tzchach resting on the metal poles, that's a problem. That's how some say, maybe if you, that's why some have big boards going one way and then little ones going the other way, that's that resting directly on top. To be choshesh for that opinion, that, why should not do it directly? So this is based on a discussion in the postgame. There was a discussion before the Chazon Ish. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Taf Reish Chav Tes, and we're going to do some Mishnah Brewers on this Shulchan Aruch, L'zeicha Nishmas, the Chavetz Chaim, whose yard site is today. Chavetz Chaim's yard site is today, Chav Dalad, and you know, he's the effect, we don't even realize the effect that he had on our world, both in terms of Ben Adam L'Chaveru and in terms of Ben Adam L'Makom. The Mishnah Brewer and the Chavetz Chaim and Abbas Chesed and all the other Sfarim that he wrote. So it's maybe we'll talk a little bit about him if we have time at the end. But it says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh lehis topic in Tav Reish Chav Tes Zayin, Imutur lohaniach sulam al hagag ve'losake chabav. Yesh lehis topic, suffik, if you could put a ladder on your roof to be mesachek on top of it. So what's the suffik? Why shouldn't you be able to use a sulam? So the Mishnah Berurah here discusses what the suffik is. Yesh me'achronim, some say the suffik is, could you use sulamos for schach? That's the question. Whether it's pshutik kliyot, you get into a whole discussion. That's the stuff. Nothing to do with maimed, right? But then he says the yesh. Some say no. Some say the question is here. Makam asavik hu da halo akapanim bechal maimed hu v'yefshar yesh on lahachmir shol lahamid v'davar makabel tuma shemi yovel asachiklo. You can't be your schach directly on another makabel tuma because you might come to use that for schach direct. Actually, v'yaf agav shemamid in a schach agabi kosal avanim. Even though we put, says the Mishnah Berurah, we put schach on stone walls, you're never going to use stone for schach, so that's not included. But other materials you might. So maybe not, but the Yavid it is okay. And if you look at the end of Taf Reish Lamed, this also comes up there. The end of Taf Reish Lamed, the last few lines, the last sif, the Shulchan Aruch says, quotes our Mishnah, Hasomech Mikhisukaso Alkari Hamita Vakraimhi Mechitzos, Emish Gavo Asar Tvacha and Hamita Lachach Sheira, etc. And if you're supporting your Schach with a bed, with a kli, that is okay. And the Mishnah Berurah there says, Mr. Brewer there says in Sivkata Nuntes, Diabagab de Maimid Agabi Mita Shimakabelas Tuma, Lo Ichvat Lombaze. Even though you're being Maimid, don't worry about it. De Kabbalas Tuma al Schach Namer Vlolo Tvanos. Most sources in the Mishnah and the Gemara say there's no problem with Maimid. Remember, we had all the way back on Dav Beis, Amad Aleph, we asked the rhetorical question. You have to build the Sukkah's Keva? So then you're telling me you're not going to be able to build a metal Sukkah? It's mashma that you can build a metal sukkah, because the Gemara rejects that line. So a number of sources, as we'll see, hold that maimed is not a problem. When we call makom, again the Mishnah Berurah ends off, nachon lizar bazeh ki yesh ben haposkim shemachmirim. But again, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, seem to think there's not a problem. Somebody has that kind of sukkah, one is not of a chiv to go out and buy a different one. Again, this is why some at least try to do it in an indirect way. Put certain boards going in one direction and the schach going in the other direction, so that if the other boards would fall down, then your schach wouldn't hold on up properly. Either way, that is the issue of Maimid, Me'ikir Hadin, according to many, one does not have to worry about it. Reb Chaim is quoted as saying you don't have to worry about it, based on certain sources. But that's related to our Mishnah. So getting back to the Mishnah. So Amkar Sukasa Bishpudin of Baruch HaSamita. So if somebody is Bakara with these metal rods, or Baruch HaSamita, or the parts of the bed, Im Yesh, parts of the bed like boards from an old bed, as we'll see, the Gemara explains. If they're exactly, if there's space in between them and you fill it with schach kosher, it's fine. A. B, second part of the Mishnah. We had this before. If you have a big pile of straw and you just chisel out inside, you get in there and you get out some of the straw in the middle, so that's psula, that's not a sukkah, because that is a real tasa below min ha'asui problem. You didn't put the schach there. You had a pile, and now you made your sukkah without touching the schach. Says the Gemara. Our Mishnah says that if you have equal schach to the shpudin, it's okay. So let me devit you up to Rav Huna Ber Dov Yeshua. Let's say it's machloket. Let's say this Mishnah is against Rav Huna Ber Dov Yeshua to Itmar, because he said back in Maseches Eruvin, parutz ka'omeitz. What if you have, you know, you have to create structures around an area to make it a Rishus HaYachid. What if you have various walls, but there are a lot of holes in your wall? So we said the rule is generally omein merub all parts, right? As long as the standing wall is more than the open wall, so then it is kosher. Again, as long as you don't have a pirtza that's yeser meyeser, because pirtza yeser meyeser, we said that's a pirtza, that's not just a pesach. But as long as you have altogether parts meruba less than omein, it's okay. What about exactly equal? What about parts keomein? What's the halacha? That's a machlokas. Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Huna Beis Yeshua Amar Aser. Rav Huna Beis Yeshua says, no, you need more omein, not exactly equal. Right? What is this machlokas about? So the Mefarshim say that we said before in Daf Hei that it's mechitzos or halacha Moshe Misinai. So this is a machlokas about how to, what was the halacha Moshe Misinai? Was it only omein meruba ala paritz, or was it exactly equal? So he asked the Gemara, so is our Mishnah against Rav Huna Beis Yeshua, who says equal over there is not good enough, and here we said equal is good enough? So no, Amlecha Rav Huna Beis Yeshua, no, Rav Huna Beis Yeshua would say, no, our Gemara doesn't really mean equal. My kemosan milchas v'yotze. Equal means enough to put the schach in and out, in and out. When something could go in and out easily between a small space, that means there's a little more space than the schach itself. Because if it was so tzafuf, so you can't get it out, then it would be exempt. So if you can come out in and out very easily between these metal rods, that shows really that there's a little more than the metal rods. Okay, let's just finish first, and we'll come back. Ask the Gemara, according to our Girsa, what do you mean? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's exactly equal. This is a machlokas in Maseches Bechoros. Whether do we say that a person could be that things could be so exact? Tosafot discusses is there a difference between actions from Hashem, actions from people. Not going to get into that now, but for Efshel Tzamsim, ask the Gemara, according to our Girsa, maybe you could be exact, maybe you could be exactly equal. The Mishnah says, right, what's the language of the Mishnah? Im Yishu Evach Beniam Kemosan. Who says there's a little extra here? Says the Gemara, no, Amar Rabami B'madif. No, we're talking about a case, okay, fine, it's not exactly with Yotzei B'Nichnas, but Madif, it's, you put a little more there, that's what you have to say it's talking about. Rava Amar, Afil Timish Ein Madif. Rava said, no, maybe it's not madif, because they're not going in the same direction. It's a different case. Im hayu nesunim shesi nostan arev. Arev nostan shesi. Now the case is, the metal rods are going in one direction, and the schach are going on the other direction, on top of the metal rods. So if they're a little bit on top of the metal rods, it has to be that they're a little more than the metal rods, because they're sitting on top of the metal rods, and that's what's holding them up. So either way, according to either answer, there is a little more schach kosher than the shbudin, and therefore, this is even according to Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua. Ask Yisrael, or Yisrael, you're answering the question yet already that we didn't ask. So let's ask the question first, and then we'll come up to the answer. Let's ask it as follows. In the Gemara in Chulin quotes that there are a number of places where we have this halacha of rov and do you need rov, do you need mechza, and there are, seems to be stiras in psak. In certain cases. For example, it quotes there that by shechita, we know you have to shecht shnei simanim b'behema. So it says rov is enough, rov simanim is enough to shecht. What about half? What about half the simanim? Okay, not one simon, not the other. Let's say you do a half of each simon. So is that enough for shechita? So says the Gemara in Chulin, no, it's not good enough. You have to do mamish rov. You have to do rov. Or it's quotes there, when you break a kli cheres, in order to be machsherit, to take away its shame kli, you have to break more than half of it. You can't just break half the kli. Nakarov. So, and Rishim Shirim of Salvechik asks, what's the difference? Tosfos quotes the Tosfos that asks, what's the difference between shchita and taras kli cheres versus our case of mechitzas? The Tosfos there says, v'shema yesh l'chalik, d'hacha iser v'tuma, v'hasam l'inyin mechitzos. What does that mean? So our case is different. Mechitzas versus shechita and tahara. So, two ideas he quotes. One answer is that maybe there's a difference where you need a maisa hamatir. If you need a halachic maisa hamatir, then really you need kulo. You have to do everything in order to be matir a certain situation. But halach is rubo kulo. That's where you need a positive maisa hamatir. So that's why by shechita is a matir, right? There's even a machlokas whether you quote shechita as a mitzvah. Look at the Rambam and the Raivid. You look at the first page of Yerodeah, Simon Aleph and Yerodeah. On the bottom, both of the Nosei Kilim, they discuss whether Shechita is a mitzvah or a matir. We make a bracha, but there's a discussion. So where you need a maisa hamatir, so you need rov to be matir, because really it's a din of kulo. So ruba kulo, you need a maisa hamatir, or by being matir, shviras klicheres, you're being matirit. So that's where you would need rov. But our case, What's our case? Like Yisrael just said, it's a case of mechitza. You're creating a mechitza. There's no chalosir, there's no matir. So creating a mechitza might have different rules, and therefore exactly equal would be good enough. So that is one answer that could be suggested. Another answer, as we'll see in a minute, also related to something like that, and that is by sukkah. We're going to see later on if they're exactly equal. If they're exactly equal, let's wait to see this, and then we'll see it after we do another line. After we do this, the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says, and this will answer our question too. The Magen Mishnah points out there's a steer in the Rambam regarding the two cases the Gemara quotes. What did the Gemara ask? The Gemara asks from Shabbos mechitzas to Sukkah. It seems like they're similar cases, and the Gemara answered according to Rav Huna ber Yeshua. The Magen Mishnah points out in Hilchos Sukkah that the Rambam by Shabbos by Sukkah. By Shabbos holds that half and half is okay. Half and half is okay. If just a paris ka'omed is mutter. While by Sukkah, he says it has to be rov. Rov of the, like, Rav Huna ber Yehuda of Yeshua. So that's the Magen Mishnah, what's the difference? So his answer is that by Sukkah, you need shade more than sun. And if it's exactly equal, the schach, you're still going to have more sun at the bottom. We're going to have it later on in the Gemara. So therefore, you need a little more by Sukkah in order to have more shade on the bottom. That's one answer given. But another answer that they give, that is given, based again on what Yisrael just said, and that is, don't compare Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not creating mechitzas. It's a din of hekif makom. Like Reb Chaim said a few weeks ago, which we discussed. You're not creating any wall, not creating a schach. It's you're creating surrounding the space. So surrounding the space might have different rules than other cases, other halakhic contexts. Okay. So that is the Gemara about Shpudin. Okay, I guess we'll stop here with the Gemara because the Gemara is going to get onto something new about that Ruchas Amita. Just one story, I'll just mention Lezecha the Chavetz Chaim. I remember when I lived in Brooklyn, so there was a Rav behind me that I was. You know, I asked him, he's an elderly man, I asked him where he grew up. He said he grew up in Radin. Grew up in Radin, Rabbi Chiel. So I asked Rabbi Chiel, lives in Borough Park. I said, tell me yesterday, the Chavetz Chaim, he was a teenager when he was in the Chavetz Chaim's yeshiva. But tell me something about the Chavetz Chaim, anything. He said, I'll tell you one thing. Most amazing thing about the Chavetz Chaim, he says he was always crying. He's always crying. Why was he always crying? He says he felt so much for Achenu, but for every other Jew, he was in their shoes. You tell him about a simcha, you tell him how you had a baby, you tell him somebody got married, he started crying. He was in your shoes. He was there. He was you. Rachman found the other way as well. He said, whenever he heard about a tzar, he heard about some tzar in a far off land, another Jew's tzaris, he also was crying. He says his Avas Yisrael was unbelievable. He was the other Jew. He really felt like he writes in many places that all the Jews are guf echad, and we're all like different parts of one body, different parts of one guf. And just like you don't get angry, your right hand doesn't get angry at your left hand. If you hammer your left hand, but you get angry at your right hand, you're all one body. So too, we're all one guf, we're all one body. And this is the legacy that the Chavetz Chaim has left us. He's left us the legacy of Avas Chesed, the legacy, as I mentioned yesterday, actually in the Shir, that he created a world of halacha. He created Hilchos Lashon Hara. Hilchos Ben Adam L'Chaveru. There was no such thing before he came. The Shulchan Aruch is all basically Ben Adam L'Makom. So he wrote a Mishnah Berurah to expand that. But the Chavetz Chaim created a world of Hilchos Ben Adam L'Chaveru, and we focus on it now, and we study it as a limud. All of his form about Hilchos Ben Adam L'Chaveru. So this is something that he leaves as our legacy, and as we approach, we start Yemei Slichus, we might be a little tired, we might be a little dazed. But again, let's try to focus this week in improving in both these areas, following the Derech of our Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim, and Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveru. Okay, tonight there is the women's shiur, 8:30. In the shul and in Yoni Shofar, and tomorrow morning daf is at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. Bezrim sharp. 6:40 is slichas. It's only a 40-minute, which probably turn into a 38-minute daf. But Bez Hashem, that'll be tomorrow. That's tomorrow through Thursday. Today's shiur was Zecha Nishmas Avram Yitzchak Ben Yaakov, sponsored by the Friedman family.